Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. Father, we come before you because of the blood of Jesus and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for this, that you have given me. Anoint the ears of the hearers, anoint their eyes to see and perceive, anoint their hearts to know and understand. In Yeshua's mighty name. This is titled Yael of Heber the Kenite from Judges chapter 4 and 5. Blessed above woman is this woman. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. We'll start with Judges chapter 3, which is God's indictment, who levels the charges against the Israelites. Now, these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel. By them, even as many of Israel had not known of the wars of Canaan. So this is another generation. They don't know about the Canaanite wars. We're having experience in them. Only that generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them war. At the least, such as before knew nothing thereof. Namely, 5 lords of the Philistines, and all of the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites, that dwelt in the Mount of Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon to the entering of Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would hearken to the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their daughters to their sons, and served their gods. This was forbidden. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and forgot the Lord their God, and served Baalim and the groves. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of Chushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Chushan-Rishathaim 8 years. Sounds like the BO administration. And when the children of Israel cried to the Lord, and the Lord raised up to deliver to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. You know, Caleb's family line was of a different spirit than the rest of the Israelites that came out of Egypt. Joshua and Caleb were of a different spirit. And you see that in different bloodlines today. Now, when I go to chapter 4 of Judges, we're going to highlight certain things and emphasize certain aspects of what goes on in Judges 4 and 5. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. Ehud's an interesting story. Read it. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor. Hazor is just north of the Galilee. The captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he made mightily oppress the children of Israel. And Deborah, the prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel, Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment.